Chevy is riding high this year. It's the 100th anniversary of the Chevrolet car brand, which is not an excuse on this program to celebrate at some boring corporate event. We talk a lot about social networking on this program, and what you're listening to is some old-fashioned social networking. A neighborhood, a problem to solve, in this case, guns in the community, and a love for souped-up, tricked-out Chevys. This Saturday, in a street gathering in Brownsville, Brooklyn, you got your stereo-blasting, chrome hubcap-glistening, pitch-black Impala with darkened windows, followed by a Chevy Caprice pimped out in orange and silver. There's an Impala, Monte Carlo, Corvette, Caprice, Chevrolet Regalia. But this is street cred with a social conscience. Brownsville is home to New York City's highest crime rate. In 2010, police say 28 people were murdered and over 2,000 felonies were committed in this precinct. Here's Michael Big Mike Haley, the owner of that orange Caprice and founder of the Chevy Boys, the neighborhood car club, this morning raising money to get guns off the street.
Everybody that lives in this neighborhood has been affected by guns. I mean, you got to watch sometimes where you go. It's just that you got to have a sense. Sometimes you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time. You never know. A bullet don't have no name, but it needs to stop because, like I said, there's other things I had to do than sell drugs or shoot guns. There's other things you could do. Talk it out, live along, or fight. You can live, you know, see the next day.
There's a certain irony that these scary-looking cars might be about putting the guns down rather than picking them up. But the cars give this message power. In the faces of the young kids who can't resist looking at their reflections in a tricked-out Chevy.
We do a lot of community service together. You see a lot of, we're getting a lot of support from different clubs. This is not just one club. If you got over 800 clubs just in New York alone. So, they, you know, we got the BlackBerry BBM Messenger, we send out a blast about our event, and they come and support us. And that's how we get our funds up, because we stick together as a family.
That's Michael Johnson of the Stone Cipher Social Club, just one of the dozens of African-American car and truck clubs in New York City. This weekend in Brooklyn, the car lover's goal was to raise $25,000 to buy guns back from local young people.
I do have a brother that was killed from a gunshot wound to the head. He was on his way to a basketball game to play ball, and he got shot in the head by a friend that was playing Russian roulette with a gun. And when it got to him and he went to move it out of his head, it went off and he was dead. So that's why I'm in this program today, because I was 9 then. I'll be 40 in August, and it's time we need to do something.
Sad story there from Andrea McCarthy, a victim, but she's also a community activist, a member of the Lady Vixens Car Club. And Dr. Brenda Gross-Nixon, a.k.a. the Church Lady, joins us now. She's a member of the Lady Riders. Reverend, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. And, Reverend, I gather that when these hot car drivers need to get a little closer to the Lord, they call on you. Do I have that right?
You're absolutely right.
And why do car club members need a reverend to minister to them?
Well, in all walks of life, we need God. We need God to help us to get through our daily activities. So I came on board with the Lady Riders in order to bring them to another level in Christ. In the process of doing so, it changes their mindset.
Well, let's talk about changing mindsets at the event on Saturday. I found out about this event because it's the 100th anniversary of Chevy, but you've been doing this kind of thing for a long time. How much money did you raise to get guns off the street in Brownsville?
Well, the figure that I've gotten thus far is over $2,000, but they haven't had the meeting to do the final count.
Yeah, well, the money keeps coming in, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely, because that fundraiser is not the only fundraiser that we have done for the year. If I'm not mistaken, this is about our third fundraiser.
What's it like to be in one of these car clubs, Chevy or otherwise?
I think it is a privilege to be able to go among people from all walks of life that's come together on one accord.
What are you driving, Dr. Brenda Gross-Nixon?
I drive an SUV.
SUV. Well, you know, a lot of people associate some of these, you know, frosted window or blacked out window cars and souped up chrome wheels and, you know, powerful engines with actually a more intimidating kind of view in the community as opposed to peacemakers. How do you reconcile that at an event like this? And what's in the faces of the kids who are, like, so enamored of these cars?
Absolutely. That's a good question. When these kids see these men and women that have jobs, that go to work every day, do what they have to do, they are impressed. We as the SUV community, we go back to these kids and let them know. We give them applications for jobs. We let them know when jobs are coming out. We do seminars in a lot of the projects around here to draw the kids so they can see there's a better way.
So the message is, the reason, kids, I have a cool car is not because I'm some kind of gangster. It's because I got a job and I work hard and I keep my car up.
Exactly. Not only that, I have an acronym for that word gang, because a lot of the clubs do go into the house of the Lord. And, of course, you know, they're looked at in a different way. So I have an acronym for them. They are God's anointed next generation, because we don't know what's going to happen in the next 20 years. And these same kids will be the kids that will be taking care of us.
Well, she's preaching to us this morning, Dr. Brenda Gross-Nixon, the church lady of the Lady Riders. Now, before we go, it's the 100th year anniversary of Chevy, right? But there's got to be a debate in your community and among all the car clubs of which is the best car, Chevy, Ford, you know, Buick. What do you think? How heated is that?
Absolutely. That's competition in all that you do. The Knicks better than the Lakers, so the Chevys is better than the Ford. Don't start me with the cars, because I'm not all that familiar with them, but sure, there's competition. That's why they have car shows.
And there's motorcycles there as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have a motorcycle division with the Lady Riders as well.
All right, Dr. Brenda Gross-Nixon, a.k.a. the church lady of the Lady Riders, part of an event in Brownsville, Brooklyn, on Saturday to try to get guns off the street. It's the 100th anniversary of Chevy. Thanks so much, Doctor.
It's been a pleasure. I thank you so much for having our community project, and you do have a love-filled day.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.